Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we'll be talking about what it takes to make a plant. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Larry Oldham, Mississippi State University Extension Soil Specialist. So, Larry, we're talking about the essential plant nutrients, what it takes to actually make a plant. So, talk to me about air and water.
Well, if we're going to have a plant, the first place we start is with the process of photosynthesis in terms of when the plant gets started, when it germinates. A plant requires about 17, I say about because there is some discussion about the exact number of essential elements. Plants accumulate carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen through the process of photosynthesis through the incorporation of carbon dioxide and water. That's where we start with. Those three come from the air and water. Plants also require at least 14 other nutrients. Of those, the big three that we know are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Those are the ones that are on the fertilizer bags. First number is nitrogen. The second number is phosphate, which is a chemical term for the phosphorus content. And the third number is potash, which is a chemical term for the potassium in the fertilizer. Those come from the soil, and sometimes, or a lot of times, because they are common in fertilizers, we have to supplement them to get a viable plant growing. Other plants' nutrients include the secondary nutrients. They're not secondary because what they do in the plant is not essential for the plant to survive. By definition, the plant has to have them in order to live. This would be calcium, magnesium, and sulfur. Calcium and magnesium we know from being the contents of lime, and generally we have good quantity of those nutrients in the soil. Sulfur has a little different chemistry, and it's a little more closely allocated by Mother Nature to our growing plants. The fun stuff for a lot of people are what we call the micronutrients. These include boron, zinc, molybdenum, iron, and manganese. Those are some micronutrients we'll talk about in depth in a later program that we have to be concerned with in management. Because our soils in Mississippi are very fertile, we don't have to worry about providing for the most part. There may be some strange incident that comes up, but we generally don't have to worry about copper, chlorine, or nickel, providing that to our plants in the state of Mississippi. These 17 elements, nutrients that I mentioned, are what goes into a growing plant. Each one of them has very specific functions. It has been determined in the plants, in how they help the plant live and prosper and complete its life cycle. Just real general, nitrogen makes plant green. Phosphorus is a unit of energy transport within the plant. And potassium helps the plant stand up. It provides some of the backbone for the plant. And as a side note, also the secondary nutrient, calcium, helps potassium in that regard. But as calcium helps human beings grow big and be strong through calcium in bones, calcium is an integral component of plant cells and helps the plant maintain its shape.
And the second thing we want to talk about is that all others come from the soil?
Yes, that's one thing I kind of missed there. The three come from the air and water, but all the other plant nutrients are provided in the soil in one form or fashion or the other. I talked about three of the micronutrients. We generally have an adequate amount in the soil. Others, we have different levels of concern that we as managers need to express towards managing them. Soil testing is a very important part of the management of phosphorus and potassium, and to a lesser extent, some of the other nutrients through the management of soil acidity, which controls the availability of those micronutrients in the soils.
And how are they classified?
The nutrients are macronutrients, secondary nutrients, and micronutrients. The macronutrients are the big three on the fertilizer bag. Secondary are calcium, magnesium, and sulfur. A micro is everything else except the three from air and water.
Thank you so much. Today we're speaking with Larry Oldham, Mississippi State University Extension Soil Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.